And have you ever done it? Well, Kusi Apa, based in Chingford, is also a foster carer. He's got two sons himself, and he joins me now. A very good morning to you, Kusi.
Hi there. Good morning.
Thanks very much indeed for joining us. So tell us, first of all, how did you get involved? How did you become a foster carer? Why?
I've always worked with children since I was a teenager. I started work about 18 years old, and I've always worked with kids in the education and play environment. And I just felt that it was time to actually, you know, do fostering, because I've done various work with children. And, I decided to take that on 7 years ago, and I've been a foster carer for 7 years.
And I believe that mainly you focus on foster caring for teenagers who've been through difficult circumstances. So that's a toughie, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. You know, I mean, I'm in at the deep end. And I've always, in my work, I've always worked with teenagers. And I thought, you know, the next step is actually to bring them into your house. And I take on teenagers, they're 15, 16, and you have to deal with all the problems that you can. But I do enjoy making a difference, you know, in their lives.
And how do you do that, Kusi? Is it when they come to you, I mean, are they going off the rails or off the rails? Do they need discipline in a way that they need to know where the boundaries are? Can you do that? Or is it all love? I mean, how do you do it? Because that's so hard enough for natural parents, let alone foster carers.
It can be difficult, but, you know, I mean, you know, it's quite daunting at times. But I get a lot of support from TAT fostering agency, and my social worker gives me a lot of support as well. But you've got to be resilient, you've got to be have a lot of patience, you know, talk to your child and be ready for any situation that arises, because there will be, and you need to be able to manage, you know, that difficult situation. And you will get there. It takes time, but, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs, but you will get there if you persist.
It must be incredibly rewarding if you are able to turn a youngster's life around for them.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm working with teenagers and fostering teenagers, and, you know, a lot of them are in care because of, you know, neglect or family breakdown or, you know, risk of harm, and they see themselves or their family out on the streets, and you really, really have to make sure that you give them a lot of time and you talk to them and make sure that you know what they're actually doing in all sorts of situations.
Mm. What's been your favourite moment from being a foster carer?
The favourite moment? Well, there's quite a few. I mean, recently, foster child that I'm with now, he's, you know, working as a labourer now. We're going to try and get him into an apprenticeship. And recently, he's been having driving lessons for the last 6 months. And, you know, he's finally managed to pass his driving test last week. So.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I don't think many foster carers have done that, but I'm really, really pleased with that. He's happy, and, you know, it's just a matter of trying to find him a nice small car to get him from A to B, you know.
And pay the insurance. Lordy, lordy, that's enough
well,
for
yeah,
young people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if any of your viewers have got any small used cars that they've got available, you know, get in contact with TAT Fostering Agency in East London, and, yeah, they're full of the details.
Pass them on. If you've got one sitting in your drive, you don't need any more.
How
do you think society can encourage more people to become foster carers, especially maybe for the teenagers? And you've got boys yourself, haven't you, Kusi?
Yeah, I mean, have.
How's it all fit in with them? Are they okay with this, or first of all, were they a bit...
Well, they all started. I mean, as I said, I've been doing it for 7 years, you know. It doesn't really make any sort of, you know, difference, you know, if you're marital status, you know, if you don't even own your own home, your sexuality, I just sort of was in a situation where I've just broken up with my partner. I have two young kids, the 3 and 6 years old, and so it was difficult times as well. I've just moved into a new house. The tax fostering agency really wanted me to foster, so they waited for me to get things in place. And it's anyone can do it. Do you know what I mean? I mean, when you get that the situation where something, when the foster child really does something well, it is a fantastic experience. So, you know, I mean, I'm a single carer as well. So,
right.
So, and as you said, like, it can be difficult with your own kids, but you know, you talk to them every day, and tax involved. That tax come and talk to my children as well. And if there's any problems, you know what I mean. You know, they'll tell me about it. But they know that child is being fostered and it needs help. And you know, we all sort of rally around together.
Well, I thank you so much for what you're doing. As I said with our other couple, a single dad bringing up your two youngsters, and you've taken on teenagers that need that extra help in hand as well. I thank you so much, Kuzi, because you're probably helping those kids avoid and become gang members, becoming a horrible side of the society, and for them as well, and turn them into decent young men who are going out there and becoming, you know, a joy to society rather than feeling, you know, angry and all that. I can just hear it in your voice. I know what type of person you are. You're very nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kuzi, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for being a foster carer for 7 years. So there you go.